An ethereal report on this time of the year. David Sparks with Sportsman Spotlight. Ethereal, what does it mean? Well, of or relating to the regions beyond the earth. Celestial, heavenly. And that seems to be an exact description of how our mostly fishing but also reasonable amount of hunting correspondent Josh Mills feels about this time of the year.
As a sportsman, this is the cup runneth full portion of the year. You just take your pick and it's go time. Bow hunters have been at it for over a month now. I know muzzle loading's about to start here in Washington State. General deer season comes up October 12th. Pheasant season. Any upland game is going to be open by October 1st, and generally it's a great time to be a steelhead and salmon fisherman. So it's one of those times you wish you could encapsulate just for a few more weeks and before the real cold weather hits, but there's nothing better than getting out on your favorite stream or chasing some birds or tracking down a big buck this time of year, because it's just that kind where you look forward to every year when it's a really crisp mornings and you can put on an extra layer, but by midday it's nice and light outside, and it's that transition portion of the year that gets the hunter and fisherman fired up in me. So just get out there and enjoy what you can right now, because this is the time where we make haste and go find what makes your clock turn and what you're excited about.
The Holy Grail on the calendar.
Yes, sir. The month of October is the one I really look forward to. You get people looking forward to July and August. That's for the birds, man. I want to see those cold mornings. I want to see leaves turn. I want to break out the camo and the blaze orange and the spay rods and get after it.
David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.